Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they have separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself.
Radha Krishna Pranaya Brigiti Alladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmana Bapi Bhuvi Pura Deho Bhedangatoto Chaitanya Khyam Prakata Madhuna Tadnayam Chaikamaptam Radha Bhava Duti Shivalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. So, another feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described here by the author Kaviraj Goswami. In the beginning, he has been described as the ultimate absolute truth, Sarai Sajya Purna Ja Bhagavan, the absolute truth realized in three phases. The ultimate phase is Bhagavan, Sarai Sajya Purna. Bhagavan means full of six opulences. Not as nowadays there are so many Bhagavans. They have no Aisarya. But Bhagavan means Sarai Sajya Purna. Full opulences, six kinds of opulence. Then that Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, has descended as incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to bestow the topmost understanding of loving affairs with Krishna. Samarpayatum unnata ujjala rasam sabhaktisyam. In the bhakti platform, there are different stages. Spiritually, there is no difference. One in dasaras and one in madhujaras. There is no difference. But a devotee likes to serve the Supreme Lord according to his inclination. Some wants to love him in Shantaras, some wants to love him in Dasaras, some want in friendly, then paternal love, then conjugal love. So, there is no difference between these different phases of loving affair. But great devotees and learned scholars, they have given their decision that the loving affairs of Krishna in the conjugal platform between husband and wife, or above that between lover and beloved, that is very much prominent in the Western countries. Friend, boyfriend, girlfriend. In the spiritual world, that platform of remaining as friend without marriage, that is considered as the highest. And whatever we see here, a perverted reflection of that loving affairs. Just like perverted reflection, it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, urdhamulam adhosakha asattam prahum abhyam. This material world has been described as having its root up, urdhamulam adhosakha, and the branches down. We have several times explained this, urdhamulam adhosakha. In the material world, this is a shadow. Unless it is shadow, how the mulam or the root can be upwards? We have got experience, a tree on the bank of a river, the tree is reflected, adhosha, and the root up. Shadow. So this is shadow. Real thing is in the spiritual world. Therefore it is called adhosakha. Shakha in the spiritual world, the topmost part is this conjugal love. And here the same thing when pervertedly reflected, it is the lowest abomination. We should know this, that in the spiritual world, to remain as girlfriend and boyfriend, that is the topmost pleasure. And in the material world, the same thing is the most abominable thing. Therefore it is adhosakha. We cannot imitate the loving affairs of Krishna and Radharani, unless we understand the real fact. The real fact is described here, the Radha Krishna Pranaya Brigiti Alladini Shakti. Shakti means potency. So, from Vedas we understand that the Lord, the Supreme Person, has got multi-energies. Parasa-shakti vividhaiva-sriyate sābhāviki-jñāna-balakriyāca natasya-kārjam-karanañca-vidyate natasya-sama-adhikasya-diṣyate. So, these energies, Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has got multi-energies. When Arjuna requested Krishna, will you kindly explain some of the energies as you display? In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a list of his different energies, and at last it is concluded, athava bahunaitina kingatina tavarjuna vishtyavya aham idam krishnam krishnam ekamshina sthitu jagat idam krishnam jagat all the material manifestation. Material manifestation means this material universes. There are many. This universe what we see, one only, the sky, the covering. But there are many millions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Koti means millions. Jagadanna. Jagadanna means universe. So Krishna says that all these universes in the material world is display of my 1/4 energy. Just imagine what is Krishna's energy. Ekamshina sthitu jagat. And we are trying to imitate Krishna. So many rascals, they declare they are Bhagavan. They do not know what is Bhagavan. Bhagavan, these universes are coming, innumerable universes are coming from the breathing of Mahavishnu. Jasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. Vishnu Mahanasa Yajasa Kalavisesu Govinda Mahavipritam Tamam. They have no idea what is Bhagavan. This is one of the descriptions of Mahavishnu, that from his breathing, innumerable universes are coming out. When he is exhaling, the universes are coming out. And when he is inhaling, everything is going within him. This is Bhagavan. So anyway, this is partial exhibition of the energy of the Lord. And this is 1/4 energy. This material world is manifestation of his 1/4 energy. The 3/4 energies are in the spiritual world. So, in that spiritual world, Krishna exhibits his spiritual energy. That is only spiritual energy. This material world is made of material energy. And we are marginal energy. So, when Krishna wants to enjoy, the enjoy means these loving affairs between man and woman. That is a fact. That is not an artificial thing. Srila Vishwanatha Dakkavati Thakur has explained Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Yatha. He has said, Adi rasasya janma yatra. Adi ras. There are 12 kinds of rasas, mellow. And of all of them, the adi ras. Adi ras means loving affair between man and woman. This is called adi ras. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, Janmadasya means the adiros, the loving affairs between man and woman. That is from the Supreme Person. That's a fact. Unless the loving propensity is there in the Supreme, how it can be reflected? Because this is perverted reflection. So there must be the origin. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot understand this because they have got bitter experience of this material world. They try to make zero or without any varieties the ultimate goal. Sunnabad, nirvishesha sunnabad. The nirvishesha bhag, without impersonalism and voidism, they are of the same nature. The Buddhist philosopher, they say ultimately everything is zero. And the Mahavadi philosopher says, not zero, but impartial. But actually that is not fair. There is everything, variety and personal, but because the philosophers with poor fund of knowledge, they cannot understand, they make it zero, or variety-less, nirvishesha. That to clean, that to clear the idea, our Kaviraj Goswami says that this Radha-Krishna prem, loving affairs between Radha-Krishna, it is a fact. It is not imagination. It is a fact. But this fact is different from the fact we have got experience in this world. That is to be understood. Don't take, just like sahajiyas, they take the Radha Krishna prem, just like ordinary lusty affairs in this material world. But that is not the fact. In the Srimad Bhagavatam there is a verse, that the loving affairs of gopis and Krishna, Vishnu, it is not ordinary thing. If one can hear from the proper source, and if he understands the real fact of Rasa-lila, then the result will be that his heart, which is full with lusty desire, that will vanish. There will be no more lusty desires. Pranayavrikiti, this pranayavrikiti alladini. So if anyone understands this pranaya, vrikiti, the loving affairs, transformation of different feelings, if one can understand, then his material lusty desires will vanish. This is the result. Ridrogo kamam apasya apuhinati dhira. He becomes dhira. Here in this material world, everyone is adhira, agitated by lusty desire. But in the spiritual world, they are dhira. They are not agitated by lusty desire. This is spiritual world. So long we are agitated by the lusty desire, we must know that we are in the material world. That is the test. Just like Jamuna Charya says, Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padara vindaya navanava dhamarantu masi tadavadhi batanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishti banancha. So long I have been engaged in the service of Krishna, and I am rendering more and more service and getting spiritual pleasure. Since then, as soon as I think of sex life, I immediately spite upon it and I hate to think of it. This is the result. People should know what is Radha-Krishna Prakriti. If one becomes attached to Radha Krishna Pranayama Kiti, then the test is that his lusty desires will vanish. This is the test. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami explains that this is not ordinary thing. This is the transformation of the Alladini Shakti. Samvit Sandini Alladini. The Supreme Lord has got three potencies or energies primarily. So this Radha Krishna Pranayamikiti is transformation of the pleasure potency. Krishna is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhava. That is the explanation given by Arjuna. This is called Parampara system. If we follow Arjuna, Arjuna's decision should be taken. Arjuna's decision is, Krishna is Parabrahma. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they are after Brahma Sukha, Brahma Sukhanubhutya. Brahma Sukhanubhutya. The source of Brahma Sukha is Krishna. But they cannot reach up to that point. Ittham Brahma Sukhanubhutya Dasangatanam Paradaivatena. Maya sitanang narada yuvatina sadhang vidyarhu kritapunna punya. Sri Sukadeva Goswami says, here is the Parabrahma. When he is describing Krishna's pastimes with the cowherd boy. So, Sukadeva Goswami says, these cowherd boys are playing with the Supreme Person, who is the source of Brahma Sukha. Ittham Brahma Sukhanubhutya. And for the devotees, there are two kinds of transcendentalists. One Brahmabhadi and other Vaishnava. Vaishnava takes this philosophy that we are servant, Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. And the Mayavadi philosophers, they imperfectly think that they have become one with the Supreme. They have become Narayana. That's a misleading philosophy. We should not accept that. This Krishna being Parabrahma, so what will be the platform of his loving affairs? This is to be considered. For Brahma Sukha, we are in this material world, we see many saintly persons, they give up everything, sannyas. Sannyas means giving up everything. For the Supreme. So, for simply to release a little bit of Brahma Sukha, these saintly persons, great saintly persons, they are giving up everything. Tattva sadharmam. Sadharma means the regulated division of the society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So they give up everything. Brahma Sukhanubhutya, to understand Tapo Dibbam, Putraka Jena Suddheta Satta. For purifying the existence, because we are after happiness, every one of us. But we are seeking happiness in the perverted reflex. That is not possible. Therefore, one has to give up this perverted happiness and come to the real path. So, our point is that because Krishna is Parabrahma, so how he can take pleasure in this material world? This is the argument. So those who are wrongly thinking, foolishly thinking, that Krishna enjoys with the gopis like we enjoy in the company of many girls, they are great fools. They have no knowledge. They are misled because it appears, perverted reflection, it appears like that. But the reflection is different from the reality. So, we should not take in that way. We should follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That we should understand that this pranayavikriti, this transformation of loving affairs between Radha and Krishna, this is not like this, the ordinary boy and girl. It is Alladini Shakti. If we take that, then we are misled. How he can take? Because for understanding Brahma Swarup, we are giving up everything. I mean from the Mayavadi point of view. And again, Krishna being Parabrahma, how he can indulge in material happiness? This is the argument. Brahma Swarup, to understand Brahma Swarup, to release Brahma Swarup, if one is giving up everything material, there are three kinds of sukha. Material sukha, Brahma sukha, and spiritual sukha. Brahma sukha is on the margin. Sukha means happiness. Therefore, we, from a logical point of view, we should conclude it that Krishna being Parabrahma, how he can indulge in material happiness? This is a very important point. If for understanding little bit of Brahma Swarup, we are giving up all material enjoyment, how Krishna can enjoy materially? He is Parabrahma. Therefore, those sahajiyas, those who are taking that Krishna is enjoying with ordinary girls, they are very, very much misled. That is not the fact. Therefore, it is said, Alladini Shakti. This is different. This is in the spiritual world, the topmost mellow, Alladini Shakti. So, Eka Brahma Ditya Nasti. Brahma, Parabrahma is one. Krishna is one. There is no competition with Krishna. Natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. Nobody can be equal with him, nobody can be greater than him. Natasya sama, sama means equal, and adhika means greater. That is Parabrahma, that is Krishna. So Krishna says also, matta parataram nanyat. There is no more superior entity than me. So we have to very carefully study Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement means to understand Krishna very scientifically. It is not sentiment. One must be very philosophically advanced with scientific knowledge. Jnanam vijnanam. This is vijnan. It is not sentiment, jnanam vijnanam, so itam jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnanam samannitam. Without vijnan, science, without philosophy, to understand Krishna is not possible. You can say that, do you think that all the devotees, they are all scientists and philosophers? Yes. The answer is yes. Now, they have no degree of science or philosophy, and still. Because if you learn science and philosophy, you will have to approach some person who knows the science, knows the philosophy. But the greatest scientist, the greatest philosopher is Krishna. He is within your heart. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam riteshe arjuna tishtate. And he says, tesam satata-yuktanam bhajatam priti-purvakam buddhi-yogam dadami aham. Anyone who is sincere devotee and always engaged in Krishna's service, Krishna says, I give him education, intelligence. I make him scientist, philosopher. That is the way. Buddhi yogam dadami. What kind of science? One kind of philosophy. Jena mam upajanti te. That science, that spiritual science, that spiritual philosophy, I teach him personally. Why this is so? Not to all. You may say that if Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, is sitting in everyone's heart, why he is specially inclined? Tesam satata yuktana, one who is engaged 24 hours in his service. Why not others? So that is special mercy for the devotee. Special mercy. Tisami manukampartham aham agyana jamutama nasayami atma bhavastha. This is the problem. You cannot understand God or Krishna without being a faithful servant. This is the secret. And if we become faithful servant under the guidance of Papa spiritual master, then we can understand what is Krishna, what is Parabrahma, and what is loving affairs with Radharani, what is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These things are revealed. It is not acquired by so-called mundane knowledge. That is not possible. Svameva spuratva. Just like in the darkness, if you want the sun sign, it is not possible. But in the morning, the sun comes out automatically and the darkness is dissipated. Svameva. So, we should always remain faithful servant of Krishna, and Krishna is within everyone's heart, and he will be pleased by your service, and then he will reveal himself what he is. Otherwise, it is not possible. Thank you very much.